Making sense of investments. Myatt Fuels. Our family would love to serve yours. If you need fuel or lubricant, we're here for you.
Joined by Mac Rhodes, Director of Athletics at Baylor, Paul Catalina in studio. I'm David Smoke. It's a Tuesday afternoon, 4:18. Garrett Ross runs the mothership. Mac Rhodes joins us. Mac, your thoughts Saturday? This is when you hired Matt Rhule, and obviously it's one game, but when you hired him, you thought that perhaps he's the one that could get things back together. And here's a game that, to me, if you're a Baylor fan, you're frothing at the mouth against an Iowa State team that you know is good and is an opportunity to find out who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited about it, and I hope I hope all our fans are excited about it, because it's a big game, right? ESPN and a really talented, Iowa State team that was preseason ranked and has had some really, tough games up until their most recent one, and come in with a great resume. And I think it's going to be a great college football game. It's a national game, one that a lot of people are going to be watching, and it's an opportunity, for us to showcase, again, McLean Stadium and our great fans and, our program. And, this is why you play football. And, certainly this was our vision when we hired Matt. And again, still a work in progress and still work in front of us. But this will be a great, great test, and excited about it.
Just as a fan of football and in general and all that, how excited do you get when you get coaches like Matt Campbell that come in? He and Matt Rhule, to me, are very similar in the way that they approach things and the kind of chess match that goes on there.
Oh, I mean, I love it. As you mentioned, Paul, I'm a huge college football fan, and this game just gets me jacked up. I'm excited about it. Hard time sleeping at night, and you're right. This is going to be a physical football game. I think two teams that have a lot of toughness and two coaches that have a lot of toughness and similar philosophy, and so. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm jazzed up about it.
Have you been to a place that the fan base gets as tied up over the uniform colors as Baylor?
Oh wow, you're going to ask me that question. I think it's great. I think it's great that our fans get excited about the colors, and coming off the heels of the rebrand, right? The Nike rebrand. That there is excitement, right? I'd rather there be a lot of excitement and anticipation, and than nobody care. And so I think it's a good thing, and I think it's great to see all the different opinions and voices, and for Friday the sold out, or I mean for Saturday the sold out gold out. I can't wait to see the stadium in all gold. And, today it's I don't know if it's as simple as we're just a more visual society today, and it's no longer just about how well you play, but also how well you look while you're playing. But again, for us at the end of the day, it's about winning football games, and so no matter the color of uniforms, we need to focus on winning and being the best team on the field on Saturday.
Mac, you announced the United for 10 campaign yesterday, and one of the things you mentioned was that you're at 4% of the alumni are in the Baylor Foundation. Do you have a number in mind, like a percentage that you'd like to get to, and what is? Do you know what the standard is for other universities of what percentage of their alumni belong to their foundations or alumni associations or things in the similar vein?
So, I mean, two great questions. And, my sense is I don't know that there's, data out there. I think we called each school, right? They could tell us kind of what percentage. I would say that, we're probably, you know, at the average mark. And look, you know, be candid, we've lost members over the last, 3 years, because of everything that happened in the summer of 2016. And, so trying to build that back up and surpass that and get to the 10,000. And so, where we can land in terms of, the percentage and, the 4%, can we get to 10%? Can we get to 12, 15%? I would certainly hope so. And, again, that first mark for us is 10,000 members by May 31st, 2022. And, it's certainly achievable. And again, I think we can, over the years, we can even surpass that. And, you think about it, a $25 minimum annual donation to join the Baylor Bear Foundation. And the fact that you're contributing to, helping us prepare young people for life after Baylor, we certainly think it's a great cause, and we ask people to join. Get on the BaylorBears.com and /United for 10 and sign up. And I know that you both have signed up, so or if you haven't, you're going to. So thank you.
My debit card end date ended. It's the expiration date.
I'll let Mac.
Oh, they'll send you a new one.
Can Mac negotiate my salary here?
Yeah. No. God.
I'd love for him to do that.
What does it say about the fan base that sometimes does have people throw rocks at it and says some really awful things at times about Baylor? But what does it say, Mac, that you've been through that summer of 2016 and everything that went with it, and yet you have had and launched 4 or 5 different things in the last, year or two? The rebranding, the way that went, the facilities upgrade, the vision, the lights, whatever that's called, that it's also a university project, and also this. What does that say that a fan base just keeps at times having to kind of look out from under a rock because of what's happened over the years, and yet they are still there for you?
Well, I think it says a lot of different things. I think, one, it says that Baylor is a great, wonderful, terrific institution that is going to continue to stand the test of time, and again certainly with some imperfections and some flaws and like everything else in life, but again, it's a tremendous institution made up of really, really great people that work here, but great people that have gotten their degree from here, and the continued support and the continued belief, and there's always some doubters and people that some naysayers, but I think all in all, Baylor has rallied and will continue to rally. I've said this before. I'm proud to be part of this institution, and I hope that I'm just a really small part, and our great staff that I get to work with every day that we're just a small part of moving Baylor forward and making it better each and every day.
You're a volleyball school?
We are. How about that, right? Number 2 in the nation. So
yep.
Excited about that. And, Coach McGuire and the staff and, when we started when you looked at the beginning of the season, right, and you looked at that gauntlet of a non-conference schedule and you thought about number 4, Wisconsin, and I think it was number 11 Marquette at the time, and Hawaii 13 and Missouri 17, and was it Creighton, I think, was 18. Stacked with some programs that were obviously nationally ranked programs, and to be able to sit here today and be 9-0 and have the best ranking ever. I think our highest program ranking up to this point in time was number 17. That was in 2009, and that team opened up 11-0 and advanced to the Sweet 16. So it's great volleyball, and I hope our fans come on out and continue to support. We've played Texas State tonight at 6, and only $5 general admission tickets, and great concessions, and come on out and have some fun.
There was, I believe, Mac Rhodes, director of athletics at Baylor with us at ESPN Central Texas. When they built McLean Stadium, one of the original parts of that stadium, I thought, was kind of a connecting, I don't know if the word would be museum or a Hall of Fame type exhibit that would feature the history of Baylor. I don't know if that ever, I don't think that did. Is there anything in the mix at all about one day having that anywhere, whether it's with a new athletics facilities when that's built in the Brazos or at McLean Stadium?
Your timing is perfect because there was some condition space that was left there and before I arrived I think there was discussion I know there was discussion and thought about could this be a place for a Hall of Fame, and just quite candidly, with everything that we've had going on here these last 3 years, it hasn't been certainly top of priority, but it's continued to be on our minds. And as we now think about new facilities, and particularly the basketball pavilion, we're starting to really have discussion about how do we do this. Do we have one central location, right, that where we house all of the memorabilia and the great moments? And here at Baylor, we're absolutely blessed. We have great moments and have had great success in terms of athletics. Hall of Fame people, absolutely, and Hall of Fame programs and coaches and student athletes, all of those things. And so do we house it one main area, or do we take basketball and we put it over with basketball, and do we take football over the football stadium, and do we disperse it there? So it's on top of mind, and we'll have a clear plan here over the next probably 24 months on how we treat all of that.
Anything else, Paul? Thank you, Mac. Appreciate it. We'll see you Saturday, Mac Rhodes. Thank you.
Appreciate you both. Thank you.
Mac Rhodes, Director of Athletics.